What a beautiful day to be alive and well. So turn to the person next to you. I am happy to see you. I'm happy to see you. Yeah, what a full house. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence into this place. I ask, O Lord, that what you do, you don't look at numbers. Everything you have done in places and with people, you have just looked for the one, and that one person is here today. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you will meet us at the point of our needs. Let your word find root in our hearts, and let your word be productive in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know the Holy Spirit is the only Godhead on planet Earth today? God the Father is in heaven. Jesus Christ is seated at his right hand side. And the Holy Spirit is the Godhead on planet Earth. So we have to know him. We have to walk with him. We have to partner with him. We have to do everything to know him. It is life to know him. So God bless you. So this morning, the Lord has given me a word. It's a simple word. The gospel is simple. I think men complicated it. It's very simple. And the word the Lord has given me to talk about today is about the power of rising up early to seek him. Do you know the early hours of the morning is a game changer in the life of a believer? Many people don't know. It was Mike Murdock who said, when the value of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. The early morning hours is powerful. Many of us sleep, wake up, jump out of bed, and most times the first thing we'll want to look at is our phones. Other times we look at the time, oh, I woke up late, let's run out and start our day. But there is a model in the spiritual realm on how to set your day. Jesus Christ has given us the blueprint for each day. When he walked the earth as man, the Bible tells us in the book of Mark chapter 1 verse 35, that very early in the morning, Jesus Christ rose up and went to a solitary place, and there he prayed and communed with the Father. This was the lifestyle of Jesus. If you read the Gospels, prayerfully read the Gospel, I mean, it will transform your life as a believer. It changed my life as a believer. Prayerfully, I mean that prayerfully is in front of reading the Bible. Prayerfully reading the Bible, especially the Gospels. You will see Jesus leap out of scriptures. You will know him. You will encounter him. That's the power of the Word of God. So looking at the life of Jesus, Luke 22, from verse 40 to 46, you see the record of Jesus' life. The Bible says he rose up early to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was arrested. The lifestyle of Jesus never changed. When the times were good, Jesus rose up early. When Jesus was about to face death, Jesus did not back down. Jesus rose up early to pray. If seeking the Father was not important, Jesus would not have paid that price to encounter the Father every morning before he set out for his day. In Luke chapter 5 verse 16, the Bible tells us, but Jesus often slipped away from them and went into the wilderness to pray. You come to Luke chapter 4, 42. He said, early the next morning, Jesus went out to an isolated place. The crowd searched everywhere for him. And when they found him, they begged him not to leave. In Mark 1:35, I read about if you go to 36 and 37, from 36, they said the disciples, Peter and the other disciples, when they woke up, Jesus was their housemate. When they woke up, they could not find Jesus. And the Bible said they ran out. They looked for him. They could not find him anywhere. They searched for him in Capernaum and could not find him. And they said, aha, let's go to a secret place. And when they got to the mountainside, they saw Jesus praying. And they said, Jesus, all men are looking for you. Let me tell you something, people of God. The greatest thing that can happen to a 21st century Christian today is when we lock out time to FaceTime with Jesus every day. Not occasionally, every day we must make it our lifestyle. If you want to see what eyes have not seen, if you want to hear what ears have not heard, you must make seeking God first thing in the morning your top priority. And somebody might be saying, Mary, I don't wake up early. You don't understand my busy schedule. If we look at the life of Jesus, when you read the gospel, I have never seen a man as busy as Jesus. Thousands upon thousands were pulling on him daily. But Jesus knew before he could meet the crowd, he had to encounter the Father to get the blueprint for the day. How can we go minister to people when we have not sought the face of God? We have not received the scent of heaven on our life. We just jump out into the day. Whatever we see is what we get. The best thing that can happen to us, I tell you as a believer, is to seek God first thing in the morning. It shapes the way your day goes. There is something God does in the morning hours people don't know. The book of Job chapter 7 verse 17 to 18 says, what is man that you are mindful of him? Then verse 18 says, and that you visit him every morning. There is a visitation that takes place in the morning hours. Many of us sleep through at the hour of our visitations. God comes on the earth to fellowship with us. Relationship with man was broken when the first Adam sinned. Before the fall, God the Father will come to the Garden of Eden to fellowship with Adam and Eve. God walked with them. They talked like friends. God encountered them intimately. But when Adam and Eve sinned, that did not stop God from coming to them. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. I love to read it. Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. When Adam fell into sin with his wife, they found out they were naked. The Bible said, and they heard the sound of the Lord in the cool of the day. Scientists say the cool of the day is the early hours of the morning. This sound of God was what excited these two people. When they heard the sound of God coming every morning, they were excited. But on this particular day when they sinned, they fled. It happens to us a lot. Many times when we fall into sin, instead of running to God, we run from God. God knew they had sinned, but God still showed up. Because God is so relational. Do you know when God created everything, God said, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that. But when it was time for God to create man, there was a conference call. God the Father called God the Son and God the Holy Spirit and said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness. In Genesis chapter 2, 7, when God the Father gave that command, do you know Jesus is the creator of all things? The Bible says nothing that was created by him. So visualize when you read the Bible, Jesus kneeling down and he began to craft man. The Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So when God said, let us make man after our image and likeness, God has hands. Jesus gave this being he was creating some hands. God has legs. Jesus created man after the image of God. But man was just lying there. Now Jesus had finished his part. The Holy Spirit stepped in. And the Bible says, and breathed into the nostrils of man, and man became a living being. The first CPRO that happened in the universe was between the Holy Spirit and man. When Adam opened his eyes, the first person he saw was God, the Holy Spirit. We must know him at all costs. We were created, we were wired for relationship and friendship with God. Do you know God is looking for a friend? When Adam and Eve fell, when God showed up in the garden, Genesis 3:8 said they went to hide. Verse 9, when I read verse 9, there's something that happens in my heart. It's like my heart is on fire. Verse 9 says, and God called us, Adam, where art thou? The love of the Father was manifested. God looked out for Adam. Adam, where art thou? Do you know God is still calling out to mankind today? God is saying, Grace, where are you? Stephen, where are you? God is calling out to mankind today. And verse 10, Genesis 3:10, Adam, there was a ruffling behind the trees. Adam said, here I am, Lord, I am hiding because I'm naked. I want to talk to somebody here today. You may have given up on yourself thinking, you don't know my story. You don't know what I have done. God cannot even befriend me. I have good news for you. This God we serve is a relational God. God is all about relationship, no matter your past. Let me tell you something. God is in the business of turning our mess into great messages. No matter what you have done, all you have to do is repent and come back to relationship and friendship with God. If you know that this God that created the galaxies, the moon, the stars, the sun, God that created everything, is looking for friendship with you and me, does that not warm your heart? Does that not excite you that the God who created everything wants to be your friend? I heard the story of a man of God. Powerful story. This man of God had a very busy schedule. He pastored the church every Sunday, so that means he preaches on Sunday, on Wednesdays, midweek service, and he was also a lecturer in a big Bible school and a conference speaker. People were pulling on him to come and speak in their meetings. One day in his prayer time, Jesus spoke very loudly to him. He said, my son, I am looking for a friend. He said, many of my children just come here and bring their petitions, their prayer requests. Give me, bless me, give me, bless me. He said, but nobody sits down to talk to me as a friend talks to his friend. He said, will you sit down and spend time with me? I'm looking for friends. And this man of God thought about it, reflected, counted the cost, and said, okay, Lord, with my busy schedule, I can map out between the hours of 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. to meet with you daily. So this pastor, every night at 2 a.m., he comes to his kitchen and he sets two chairs facing each other. It was quite awkward for him, he said. And he said, he started with small talk. Good morning, Lord. So how are you today? What's on your mind? What can I do for you? And the Lord started speaking. The pastor will speak and pause, and the Lord will speak. Friendship started to blossom. For 1 year consistently, this man of God would meet with the Lord between 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. He never missed that appointment once. He said after 1 year, he came to the meeting place at 2 a.m. As he was sitting down, he heard a back door opened. Before he could process, who is opening my back door? The door slammed shut, and he heard footsteps. And behold, in walked into his kitchen the Messiah, the Master, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, face-to-face encounter with this man of God. Many will say, that's quite radical. Let me tell you something. If you want to see what eyes have not seen, become a friend of Jesus. The veil between eternity and life is very thin. God can show you what eyes have not seen. The Apostle Paul was translated many times to heaven. Stephen, when he was being stoned to death, he said, I see the Lord Jesus standing in heaven. Let me tell you, we are in the last days. God wants to do the unthinkable, the impossible. But are we ready to partner with him? In my own walk with the Lord, after some time, I noticed many years ago with children and everything, my own spiritual life started declining. And I remembered, I started crying out to the Lord, God, I don't think I love you. Because I know what it is to love somebody. When you love somebody, the person is the one you think of when you wake up. Is the one you think of when you go to bed. I said, Lord, you are not in that radar in my life at this stage. Lord, teach me how to love you. And I began to spend time with the Lord. I read that story about that pastor, and I said, God, you can do it again. I said, I can give you 4 a.m. every morning, because that time, motherhood was busy. The children I had, 3 of them were under 6 years old. And every morning at 4, I would go down to the kitchen. I never set my alarm one day, because love is a person. It comes to wake you up every morning. If you tell the Lord, 7 a.m., Lord, I am going to be meeting with you every day. Let me tell you something. Even if you are in that deep sleep, God will come and wake you up. It's in such a gentle way. Most times, I am woken up from a very deep sleep 5 minutes before 4 a.m. You feel like somebody pulled your duvet sheets off you, and it resounds all over your body. You wake up, you know it's the Lord. And you look at the time, it's time for your appointment with him. God is so faithful to time. If you tell him 6 a.m., God will be there. My friends, I've come to encourage you today that this walk and this intimacy with God is real. Everything God has called me to do from the day I started spending time with him, everything flowed from the secret place. I've published 3 books. I'm not an author. Can't even put pen on paper to make a sentence. But it's like when I'm in that secret place, it's like there's a portal open from heaven. And things begin to flow. Do you know the byproduct of intimacy with God is revelation? Revelation is when God unveils himself to you. God will not unveil himself to you in church on Sunday. Jesus has given us the roadmap into the presence of God in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. He says, when you pray, go into your innermost chambers and shut the door and commune with your Father who sees in secret, and your Father will reward you publicly. Many of us have come to do things publicly when we have not had a face-to-face encounter with him behind closed doors. Relationship with God is like a marriage covenant. If you are married to a man or a woman and you are in relationship and he doesn't look at you from Monday to Sunday every day of the week, and maybe only on Sunday when there's a family gathering, he turns to say, hey, my wife, how are you today? How are you going to relate to him? He's a gangster. Many of us treat the Lord that way. We only open our Bibles on Sundays when we come to church, and we wonder why we are not growing spiritually. We only talk to him when we have a long shopping list. Bless my dog, bless my cat, bless my grandmother, bless my mother. God is very relational. God wants to encounter us in a depth and in a realm we have never experienced before. The question is, are we ready to meet with this great God? It is in meeting with God our spiritual ears are fine-tuned to hear his whispers. Many of us have never heard the voice of God. And yet Christians for 20 years, 25 years say, Mary, I've never heard the voice of God. You don't hear the voice of God in the noise. You hear the voice of the Lord in whispers. And your ears must be fine-tuned to hear his voice. When you spend time with him, you know him. When you know him, you fall in love with him. God is a person to be loved. He's a wonder to behold. Let me tell you something. God has no favorite child. God only has intimate children. Every man and every woman, God has done something with their life in generation past and in this generation, are men and women of the secret place. If you don't spend time with your husband, you would not have married him because you wouldn't know him. When you spend time with people, the more you spend time with them, the more you know them. If you just spend time with somebody for 1 week, you wouldn't know the person intimately. In this room, I know Prince inside out because I've been married to him for 23 years. We have stayed in the same house. We have seen each other's flaws. We know our weaknesses. We know our weak points. I can touch my chest and say, I know him. And that's how God wants us to know him. Because relationship with God is a marriage covenant. Jesus said in John chapter 17 verse 3, he said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. It is eternal life to know God. This knowing is not a head knowledge that your pastor talks about on Sunday morning and you just run away and quote your pastor. This knowing is an intimate knowing, just like a man knows his wife behind closed doors. It's called yada. It's an intimate knowing. We must have this intimate knowledge of God. Let me tell you something, the days are getting dark. I think it's the book of Daniel that says, those that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The knowing is an intimate knowledge. And if I want to paraphrase it, what about those that don't know their God? They shall be weak and be exploited. The hour to know God is now, before it is too late. If we don't know his voice, when the trumpet blows on the last day, how are we going to hear it? You see, many people stopped at the gate of salvation. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for salvation. Salvation was just the gate into a beautiful, powerful, passionate, intimate relationship with God. Jesus paid the price to bridge the gap between humanity and divinity. We must know God. Whatever it costs, my friends, I tell you, pay the price to know God. Many people are running around. They can't even do what God has mapped out for them to do. Because the blueprint for what you have been created to do is in the secret place. You must meet with God for him to download it to you. You must meet with him. Everything, every adventure, everything, even the job, the kind of job I do as a healthcare chaplain, everything was given to me in the secret place. I never knew who a chaplain was. I thought it was a priest. One day in prayer, the Lord said, my children are dying in the hospitals without having a knowledge of who I am. He said, go study chaplaincy and minister to my children at the bedside. There are thousands of people tied to our loins spiritually that we need to impact their lives. Many of us don't even have what it takes to impact those lives. And those lives are being wasted spiritually. The enemy is harvesting souls every day. They are in our families, they are in our neighborhoods, they are everywhere, colleagues and everywhere. God wants to do something with us. Don't even look down on yourself, no matter your age. I want to encourage you today, if you will tell the Lord, I want to spend time with you. Map out a time. Husband and wife, you don't go together. This relationship is an audience of one. It's just before an audience of one. I don't have my secret place with Prince together, no. Because salvation is personal. It's a personal relationship. When I want to meet with God, I become so vulnerable in that space. Because I'm before a God whose height is greater than all the x-ray machines in this world. He sees me, knows my shortcomings and all my faults, and he does not judge me but love me. I can tell him anything. Even when I want to give somebody a dirty slap, I say, God, I just feel like just doing this to this person if I'm hurt. I tell him everything. It is in that place God shows you your identity. Many of us don't know our identity in him. Many of us are looking for validation from men. Let me tell you something. If a man validates you on Monday, he will crucify you on Thursday. But if you get your validation from God, you don't care. You don't even seek anything from man because you know this God yourself may open doors for you, nobody can close. We must know him. We must know him, church. The days are getting dark. The days are getting very, very dark. It's my prayer today that somebody in this room will say, Lord, I'm going to wake up early in the morning to meet with you. The cure for waking up early is to go to bed early. You can't go to bed at 2 a.m. and expect to wake at 5 a.m. to meet with the Lord. When you go to bed early and prioritize God, do you know who this God is? Many of us are taking him for granted. Prioritize relationship with God. If you give him your word, stand to your word. And this relationship is not, God is not a taskmaster. There are times, especially during the winter, I look at the clock, it's 4 a.m. I said, Lord, please give me till 4:45 a.m. Oh Lord, just wait till 5 a.m. And he waits. And at 5 you rise up, you go. This is a relationship with a lover. God is the greatest lover ever. God is the greatest lover. If you want to fall in love with God, all you have to do today is repent. For time wasted, not pursuing relationship. The next thing you need to do is set a time to meet with him and create a space to meet with him. And finally, show up because God will be there. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we bless you. We exalt you, we worship you, God. We know you are a relational God. You want to encounter us in a depth and in a realm like we have never seen. Lord, you know everybody seated in this room here, oh God. You know where we are with you. We have not come to fake it. We are craving for relationship with you, God. We ask, oh God, for a hunger, divine hunger, to be ignited in the hearts of man, of men in this room and women in this room. Let your hunger be ignited within us. Hunger for your presence, hunger for your word. We want to be intimate with the word and with the Lord. As people begin to set a time and a place to meet with you, O God, I ask, O God, that you will take your fatherly strides towards their baby steps and you will sweep them off their feet into a passionate, intimate relationship of a lifetime. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who passionately seek for me shall find me. May that be fulfilled in the lives of everybody here today. In Jesus' name, amen.